USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says this must be a decisive decade of action on global climate change. Wrapping up an international summit in Scotland, the president praising an international commitment to significantly reduce methane emissions. The president held a press conference and said it was a big mistake for China and Russia to be absent from the COP26 event.
The rest of the world is going to look to China and say, what value added are they providing? And they've lost an ability to influence people around the world and all the people here at COP. The same way I would argue with regard to Russia.
Senate Majority Leader from New York Chuck Schumer says Democrats have reached a deal on lowering prescription drug prices for senior citizens and families. Schumer not releasing any details. This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
CDC advisors are meeting on Tuesday to vote on if they should recommend Pfizer's COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The FDA already granting emergency approval, and the CDC is expected to sign off on the first coronavirus vaccine for younger children soon. The White House confirms its vaccination program for some 28 million kids will be fully running by next Monday. This comes as almost 70% of adults are now fully protected, with 80% having at least one dose. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accuses Democrats of pushing ahead on the long march towards socialized medicine.
Since the earliest days of COVID-19, Washington Democrats have admitted they want to use the pandemic as a pretext to permanently transform our country.
The Kentucky Republican telling reporters the measure is being rewritten by two Democratic moderates, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
American Airlines is continuing to scrap flights across the country. Close to 200 American Airlines flights have been canceled today, according to the tracking site FlightAware. The airline citing rough weather and staffing issues that bled over into Monday, which now is bleeding over into Tuesday. The cancellations affecting nearly 2,000 flights nationwide over the weekend. Dennis Tiger is with Allied Pilot Association. He tells Fox News the messaging coming out of American could be a lot better.
Sure, weather happens, but after it happens, the sign of a strong airline is how well you recover. And today, management is showing that they just don't have the fundamentals down.
Worth noting, weather not affecting flights from other airlines across the country. Attorney General Merrick Garland continues to undergo scrutiny from Republicans over his memo to the FBI to investigate parents for allegedly threatening school board members. A deadline was set for Monday regarding the evidence of said threats to be presented, but the deadline was not met. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells Fox News what he thinks happened.
The National School Board Association, in concert with political hacks in the Department of Justice and the White House, colluded in advance to issue this letter. The Department of Justice knew it was coming, and then they sicked the feds on parents. That's why Merrick Garland should be resigning in disgrace.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.